Oh, they're not hiring now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know if they're.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Can we have roll call, please?
Here.
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 Present. Thank you. Okay, so this is the public hearing to go over the zoning law. We're here to listen to the public. If you have any questions or comments on that, are you here to cover anything with the zoning law, sir? Did you say yes or no? I didn't
say anything.
Oh. Did you have any questions or anything regarding the zoning law, I guess is what I'm asking.
In regards to solar panels?
I don't know what you're saying.
In regards to the solar panels, is that what you're asking, or in general?
The zoning law includes the solar panels.
The only thing I had a question on with that is all freestanding systems, or is there, are like residential ones exempted from that, or is there a certain size system that's exempted from that?
Is
yeah.
Matt on yet?
It is on the session now.
Matt, do you want to address that for us, please?
Yes. Residential systems require a zoning permit, but it's a very simple process compared to large-scale solar systems that are intended to be the primary use on a piece of land and are intended to create power that just goes right into the grid. Those would get a more stringent special use permit review, and your typical solar panels on your roof or in your backyard of a residence just has requires a zoning permit and has a very minor kind of review to it.
Did that answer your question, sir?
Yes.
Wilson, do you have any questions for Matt on this?
Yeah. Can I speak as part of the public or the code enforcement officer, whichever?
Wait, which hat are you wearing?
Both.
Go ahead.
Mainly the code enforcement hat. I really want to thank the planning board for working hard on this for such a long period of time. I did, however, as the zoning enforcement officer, run into a little bit of a problem I'd like you guys possibly to amend, and that is the zoning permit exceptions. And it's in section 1210, and it's going to be number one. And it basically states a zoning permit shall not be required for accessory structures with less than 25 square feet of ground cover, unless over 15 feet in height. I think 25 feet is too restrictive. And I'd like to see that change. It used to be 200 square feet. And I'd like something in the middle at approximately 60 square feet. So anything less than a 6x10 shed, you could put it, you know, within 20 feet of your side lot line or 40 feet of your rear lot line. And I just think, you know, going down to 25 is too restrictive. It's really hard to even see these new sheds coming up. They come off a trailer, they're put there. I don't know how they got there or when they got there. And with 25, I just think it's way too restrictive. And I think it should be up to about 60, like a 6x10 shed. Anything less than that, you know, you don't need to follow the zoning, you know, the setbacks. It's just something for your consideration. Like I said, it's gonna be tough for me to really enforce at 25 square feet. When you could just kick it or the wind could blow it, you know, a 5x5.
What part are you talking about again?
It's going to be section 1210.
Well,
yeah. It's the zoning permit exceptions.
Right.
In other words, you don't need, 44. Currently it says 200 square feet. You don't need a zoning permit. You need a building permit, according to New York State law, for anything over 144 square feet. And that's why our zoning law has to keep up with the times. But I think we went too low at 25. And I know Paul Gage is probably on. I don't know what his thoughts are. He might want to weigh in a little bit better than that, but I just know after reading it, it was kind of too small.
Matt, do you have anything to address that, or?
That's absolutely up to the board. We can make that change. I know that was batted back and forth, that size going down, but you know, certainly it could go back up a little bit.
Was there some reason for putting it down that low? The planning board, the zoning board?
It was just a number that, you know, they came up with and worked at. Like I said, I know Paul, I think, is online. Maybe he could weigh in a little different. I just know enforcing it will be very tough. You know, it's already tough at 144 square feet, let alone 25. And I'd like to go somewhere in the middle, and the board consider that. Unless, like I said, unless Paul Gage has something to bring up, I'd like to hear from him if he has something to say.
Paul, are you on? Paul Gage?
He is on the session. I asked him to unmute, and he is not unmuted at this point.
I don't know. Can you see him? Is he there?
He has not. Does not have the video on.
Oh.
And I'm not sure when that changed. I'd have to go back and look through like the past drafts to see when that actually got changed. I'm not sure.
I know we discussed it at length, and after sitting on it for a month or two, I just think it 25 is too small, and it just would require too much paperwork for anybody put any little tiny thing in. So I thought 60 would be a nice, you know, we're going to make mistakes anyways, but 60 was a good round number in between the 200 and the 25.
Yeah, do you see any problem with us doing that?
I do not.
500 was a 200.
200 could be anything. It's just a square footage. It could be a 10 by 20 that you previously didn't need a zoning permit for. So we definitely needed to change it. But I think we just went too small, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why I think the 6 by 10 or a 60 is a nice number that, you know, you don't have to follow the setback rules if it's smaller than that. But if it's, 60 or bigger, you do have to follow your setback rules. I said, it was too restrictive at 25 for everybody to kind of follow for a little tiny, doghouse.
So you don't have any problem. Okay. I don't know. I was wondering if there was any reason for it going down so low to consider before we consider moving it back up to 60. But nobody's available to answer that.
And ultimately, it's the board's decision.
No, I didn't know that, but they're the ones that do the work on it.
I talked with Kevin before. I talked with Bill Scriber last month. And he kind of agreed as well. But I don't want to speak for him if he's not here to speak. But you can bring Kevin in, like I said, if you want. We'll see what he has to say. I just don't want to go against him, but it seems like it's too restrictive.
I think
I'm sorry you didn't bring it up before this, Jim, instead of the night that we
just got it. In order, you guys have the power to change anything in the wording. I don't know if you realize that, but
I understand that we have the power to do whatever. Yep. The issue is, I'd like the history behind it as to whether we should or shouldn't, or why they did versus didn't.
Like I said,
that's what I'm looking for.
With all the changes in the amendment, I missed it, and I apologize for that. But now that I have to enforce it, it just makes a little more sense to me doing the enforcement and enforcing the law that you guys are about to put forward.
Would you be
on board?
Paul's on. Paul, the question is on the zoning permit exceptions, and you lowered the accessory structures with less than 200 down square feet down to 25 square feet. Was there a reason for you going that low? Jim is looking to see if we could raise it to 60. It's on page, if you've got the zoning paper there, it's on page 44, 1210, number one.
Whatever, as long as Matt Johnson can. Fine, we can accept it. We have no problem with that.
To put it at 60?
if that's what Matt thinks is about right, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you, so you're being a little less restrictive than the 25.
Okay.
But more restrictive than the 200.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Matt.
Okay. So if the board wants to do that, yes, no.
We were talking about 100. That's a 10 by 10. That's a way
better. 10 by 10. That would be a fair size. Because
well, let's do 60. Jim's recommending a 60 at this point.
Would you be okay with 100?
Yeah, I can do 100 too. I just thought it was too restrictive for everybody in general.
It's just small. I mean, 10 by 10.
Like I said, that's up to you guys.
Huh? A 10 by 10, you put your lawnmower in
there. Exactly.
Why don't you put it back to 200, leave it at 200 square feet?
It's too big.
If that's the case, so you're just jumping around. I don't know why.
Drop it down.
Paul is 100, Paul Gage and Matt is 100, okay? If they want to go to 100 instead of 60?
Yes.
I don't know why they didn't do this the last time, but that's okay.
Yes, it could. Yes. It'd be fine.
Okay, Matt.
Yeah, I think that's fine. A lot of towns do 144. But 100's fine. You know, it's not that big of a difference to do 100.
Okay. So what would you like, guys?
Go with 144. If that's what Matt says most towns do, why don't we just go with 144?
That's a state code.
It sounds good.
Is that okay? So 144?
Yeah. Like I said, I know it was really small.
Okay.
And I wanted to go somewhere in the middle, but that makes it easy to me. Makes it easy for all the residents too.
Okay, so we're changing it on page 44, 1210, number one, to 144 square feet of ground coverage, right? Yes?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Everybody's okay with that?
That's a problem.
Okay.
Okay, now, Matt, I have a question for you. This is Paul speaking.
Yes.
Can they now pass that local law, should they choose to tonight, with the stipulation of that one change? This doesn't necessarily, this is such a minor change, I'm not sure it needs to be going through another round, but that's the reason I asked you the question.
Yes, I think you would be okay doing that because this is such a minor change and it's being proposed in the public hearing.
Thank you, man.
To be on the safe side, what you might want to do is go ahead and adopt it tonight and then confer with your attorney and make sure that he is okay with it. And if he's okay with it, then you're good to go. And if for some reason he thinks you should wait, then you can always readopt at your next meeting.
Do we have to have another public hearing?
No.
I wouldn't think so, but he might have an opinion on that.
Is Bob on?
Bob is not on yet.
He'll be on later.
Yeah, you can ask him that then.
That's probably the best thing I can recommend is when he is on later, ask him that question. And if he's comfortable with you adopting, go ahead and adopt tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you were taking action to adopt, you'd be taking it in the regular meeting anyway. So
yes.
Yes.
And it's not less restrictive, you know, it's not,
it's
opening up more, which makes it up. More feasible.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah.
You don't have to have another public hearing? Okay.
Just amending your law before you vote it in.
A little preview.
Yes.
No problem. I just don't want to make sure that the little tweaking doesn't screw it up. We have to have another public hearing.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask Matt.
Thank you.
I concur with Matt, and it's always best to verify with your municipal attorney before you make your final decision on that.
Absolutely.
Anything else looking at changing or guys? Sir? No? Oh, 618. Okay, well, I guess I'll close this public hearing, right?
You can hold it open and can have the other one happen at the same time. Sure.
Okay, so I'm wait a minute, say it again.
I have a motion for that hearing, a motion.
To close it?
Okay. You don't need to close this one down to open the other one. You can run about the same time.
So just leave it?
Okay, so if anybody comes in late and wants to have a comment, they could do it.
Okay. All right, so we're going on to the second public hearing regarding the moratorium for the solar panels. If you have any other comments on the zoning law, that's okay as well. Hi, Jay. Anybody have any questions or comments on the extension of the moratorium?
What page is a solar on, Jim?
A solar?
That 39.
I think 39 starts up. Solar 11, energy systems. 39?
Yeah, page 39.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. I'll let the electrician do that.
I just run one into the other, huh? Okay. Trust me, it's not brooding here. We don't let the public in. The birds certainly aren't going to eat it. Someone's home. Well, this one's not.
We have had a couple additional people add to the session since I last read off the names, in case you want to call on any of them for any comments they may add.
Sure.
Let's see, did I mention Carol Dwyer yet?
Yes.
Okay. We have K.A. We have Nate's iPhone. We have Shenbali Lee. We have 858-0203-3434. And we have Robert Prokoff.
How do we know if they have a question?
Well, I can ask them to unmute. And I can have the opportunity to.
Is there a raising hand function on
it? There isn't a raising hand function on this, unfortunately. I wish there were. That would be nice. The other video conferencing platforms have it, but Zoom does not. So I have asked all the people if they want to unmute, and none of them has yet.
Okay.
858-0203-3434 is still connecting to audio, so perhaps he or she may want to. Okay.
I heard the gristmill open today.
Okay.
I heard the gristmill open today.
Oh, nice.
I heard anything going there, but I heard that. It opened.
Very good news.
Thank you. By the way, there is a chat function in this where people can ask to be recognized that way, but nobody has done that either.
Black over here.
Paul, it might be an interesting thing to announce because we actually start the meeting.
Pardon me?
When we start the meeting, that might be something we can announce to the audience that they could take their place privately before and after.
It would be up to the supervisor, but that probably wouldn't be a bad announcement that anybody would like to be recognized and pass that along in chat.
Oh, sure.
John Horning is joining us.
Okay. Maybe it's on his phone.
6:30.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for a few minutes because we didn't start this one so easily. So no one's chiming in, Paul, at this point?
Nobody has raised a hand or has to be recognized via chat.
Okay. I'll just wait for these 2 minutes if they have a question and then go on. I think there's two.
The town attorney is joining us.
All right, we're at the, just so you know, we're still in the public hearing for the zoning law and the moratorium. Do either of you have any comments on those two things? Because we're just about out of time for that. No?
No, I don't.
Yeah? No, okay. Okay, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
So moved.
I need a second.
No, second.
Go ahead.
Roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Councilor Horning?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes. Thank you. So now we'll call the regular meeting to order at 6:32. Can we all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. We have roll call, please.
Here.
Present. Welcome, everyone. Please be sure to sign in on the clipboard before you leave. The gentleman's taking the temperature, so I'm sure you can get in here and sign in. If any visitor desires to speak on any subject listed on the agenda, please wait to be recognized by the supervisor. You will be allowed 3 minutes to address the board. State your name and address for the record. We want to give our residents an opportunity to state your concerns to the board within reason. This is not a time for debate, anger, or establishing a position. Speakers are expected to refrain from personal attacks and insults directed at any individual or group. We request that attendees show respect for all speakers, including counselors, showing that same respect. Are there any questions or comments at this time from the public?
I'd like to say something. I can't see you.
So
Are you saying that is there a question or like someone that wants to speak?
This is for something that might be on the agenda. Okay. You want to make a comment on anything that's on the agenda? Anybody? A question or comment? No? Okay. We have another area toward the end of the meeting. Should we choose to speak? You can speak again. Sorry. Okay. Craig wanted to cover his areas that are on the agenda tonight first because he has some things he has to do tonight. So are you guys okay with us moving up the highway report as well as 7E, the Bank of Green County current rates for town of Parrish? Those are both for Craig. Are you guys okay with that?
No.
Okay, Craig?
First, I want to say, as of April 1st, John Hanson is hiring a deputy.
$145,000 plus the interest. $145,000 plus the interest. I think it's broken out in two lines. Yes. And hopefully this time when we go to borrow, it'll only be $100,000.
Yeah, two of the four trucks right now working. We have a third one next week. One more week for the same from another day.
Are they still sticking to that, Craig? Okay. Even though the making the payments the same in the time that they were before with COVID?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank
you. Get paid by September. You gotta have everything done. All the invoices, you have to check that by July.
Yep, I remember. Okay, thank you.
But otherwise, after that, you wait till
December.
Christmas time, first of January.
Yeah, thank you.
They approved the budget, but they haven't broken down to each highway. They gave us back our 20% we took last year.
Okay.
And then they gave us, actually they gave us a little more, they gave us 32% extra increase.
So you expect to have the bills paid and the checks as canceled checks back by the end of July?
You got to get work done, you got to get invoices.
Yep.
You got to approve, you got to bills sent out, cancel checks back by July.
By the end of July?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We had the power turned on down the park. At least that lights on for security stuff so you can see if you're driving by or something and capturing us. I don't know how you guys feel about hiring somebody on here. You got $44,750 on here for to pay somebody part time to do the mowing. I looked into getting that pump's gonna be around $2,500 to replace that pump.
Okay.
But that was last year's bid, so you gotta get.
Yes,
that was one estimate. I tried to get another one, and they got playing around, and never got back to me.
Okay.
So that's just the one guy that probably went up because the way things are going up right now. You get back to me.
Okay. Do you have any idea what the cost is for the lighting and the nets?
I gotta look in. I just got the check yesterday for that. I'm gonna give it to you.
Okay, no, I meant, did you have any idea what the cost was?
I gotta find it if you get checks.
Well, we can get checks?
Sure. Nets, I don't know. A lot of people use tons. They use the court on them a lot.
I know.
I don't even know if the school has them anymore, so I don't know. I gotta find a good deal.
The school used to before they get away from those tennis courts.
This thing here is up to you. I stumbled onto it by accident. I was looking for trailer to make a little bigger trailer. We got a trailer to pull back. I was looking for a trailer a little bigger than what we have, because I can put steel and bottom and stuff, make a heated trailer, put the cold patch on, it works a lot better, you won't waste as much. I think it saves in by the fuel when you put it in the road. But I stopped looking at this trailer and I was talking to this guy about buying this trailer, trying to make one. What they call it, a hot box. He said, I got one out back in my barn. It was a 2008. They're all climate control. The little trailer we got to go around, it doesn't heat up and we don't carry it 3/4 ton at a time. This one hauls like 4 ton. He wanted 12,000 for it. So I was talking to Orwell, they said they wanted to buy in with us on that. And that was 2008. We got looking in, we thought something about Pearson. About what the cost of renting and everything, it was $2,500 a month to rent. We use it quite a bit, but always, you know, got a lot of patching to do, always have patching to do. It's $2,500 a month to rent. The Orwell said that this guy had 2016, same brand of newer. He said for a little bit more, he'd rather want it. A little more money if it's 8 year newer, plus that one if you want to go to points. Up to you guys. They have given me money. They already been approved to go and share with us. They're what they share with us. We have a contract drawn up to the lawyers. One is $6,000 for the $9,000. The guy originally wanted $19,500 for something. 18.
For the 2016?
Yeah.
So that would be 9,000 for us.
Or else I said you gotta go a little more money and get the one that's got that one. One was individual. This one's got a 2 year warranty on it.
Plus a dump too, right?
Plus a dump. It'll last a long time. You can patch one because there's not a lot of moving parts on them. All the yards are basically a trailer or a furnace.
The furnace is on the trailer?
Yeah. It's what they call a hot box.
Well, that's like a regular fuel oil furnace burner. It just keeps you, it's a double layered trailer that keeps the asphalt hot.
So when you use it?
Yeah.
Makes it a lot better than the actual holder on its
hot. We got a couple of them at the state that really not a lot of maintenance anymore. They're pretty dependable.
I'm a lot of towns to go.
We got
you want to make a motion for this?
We got 40,000 in equipment money. Mm-hmm. I got this, I believe I 31,000 in the fall. We're going to wait till fall to see if this grant comes for the truck. So near the end of the year, that if this grant doesn't go through, we're going to order a truck. We got $31,000 for down payment and cover the payments.
Unless we need it for something else, but I don't care. What do you guys think?
That's in the point two. That's just for buying equipment.
Yeah, I know. You think for $9,000, we'll share it with Orwell?
Yeah.
It's a 2016.
This is the cost of maintenance.
Yeah, we'll put that all into the
everything.
The contract, the lawyer, you know, maintenance and everything. Select.
I think you also can file for shared services.
Say it again.
I think you can file for shared services too.
Yeah, but I think the time went by for this year. They had to do that earlier this year. But yeah, I don't disagree. Shared services is a good thing. What do you guys think?
Richard? Yeah.
Richard?
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. 4 ton.
Okay. Something else we discussed too with Orwell. 2 ton can keep this busy. But if we find we don't have to, we might have other towns, you know, buy in on it too. But we think the 2 towns can keep this unit really busy.
Okay. But if not, you might look for somebody else to buy it. Okay.
So I'm gonna make a motion for the Iowa superintendent to go ahead with the agreement.
For $9,000. You're gonna get it in black and white, right? The agreement?
Yeah. Well, I wanted one.
But that's
that. I wanted 19.5 for it, but that one is
right, so it's 9,000 each.
Yeah.
Richard? That's just sharing it.
Or well.
That's it.
Right.
But if somebody else wants to buy into it, then we'll get reimbursed some of the money and it'll be a third party. Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We think the two towns keep it pretty busy. And if we finally got in a time where maybe one more town, two more towns want to buy, we're going to buy it anyway.
Well,
but they got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of patching. We always got a lot of patching.
Okay, I have a motion.
I'll second it.
In a second. Any other discussion, guys? Just want to make sure it's all in black and white, correct?
We're going to have the two lawyers draw up the contract.
Okay. Does Bob know anything about it? He does not?
This all was fell in our lap last 2 days.
Okay. But you haven't sent it to him, is what I mean?
No.
Okay.
I got to call him and come up with him.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Councilor Horning?
Yes.
Councilor Ward?
Yes.
Jordan?
Yes.
Supervisor?
Yes. Anything else on your report, Craig?
Would you do the bank thing or no?
Yeah, but I meant anything else?
I'm going to do the bank thing.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Did you found somebody that will do some maintenance over there?
I'm talking about the fire. I got somebody in mind who's got the permit for them.
Okay.
We got to discuss the park opening and a little bit further down the agenda. So go ahead.
Are we okay?
Yeah. Craig gave us this information last meeting and we said we put it off till this meeting so you guys had a chance to look it over. Did you get a chance to read it? Guys?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So what is this saying, Craig? I know the bank is willing to give us money.
I started with the building first. The building's got. You know, it's got two rooms, one on one side of the building, one on the other, where joints by the break room. You might have two leaks, but it's hard to tell because it would be leaking there and running down the metal and dripping here, but it could be two leaks in here. We've been trying to patch it for 3 years, well, one on the third year now. And every time it rains, it runs down the wall and it leaks, now it's leaking right on the grade right by the door going to the break room there, between the shop and the break room. The floor drains are steel, like it's more steel. The great stuff in there, the concrete's just the center here. We had a price on that. And it was like, what was that, $15,000 something to fix that drain? Remember when we had that quote for the drain down there? It's like $15,000,
$20,000. I think
it was
closer to
$20,000. When they do the drain,
when you had as you bent,
yeah,
that was $50,000.
Yeah, because when they do when they go in there and talk up the drain, the columns are right next to the drain. The beams need to be steel need to re-welded on to start to rot off. So if they're right there, they might as well fix them while they're right there. But they start to get rotted, and a few years are going to be bad anyway. So let's fix them right now right there. The water separator, it's a down down showing there. If some reason the concrete before the slab there, but it's all disintegrated in the water separator, they're getting right away from the wall. When they do the drain, they're going to fix that too. The boiler. Boiler, I don't know, that's, I think from the 80s, I think. About every other month, it breaks, get somebody down there to fix it. I don't know how much it costs us to run that. you put something in it, it can probably be more efficient. But anyways, we tried to get grants for all of this. I think I told you last week, or last month, the guy said that it doesn't matter if it costs you $200,000 or $2 million, you know, a building or a truck are two different grants. When you do a building, you got to hire engineers and lawyers. It costs you just about the same amount for legal and engineers as it does for a $2 million or a $200,000. He got back with us and he suggested that we borrow $200,000. I talked to the grant writer just 2 days ago. He still thinks we can get locked in at 1.6% for 15 years. And what John mentioned doing like 5 and 7 years. If we do a 7 year, we're talking $30,000 payment. We do have in the garage contract, we have $39,428 contractual to work on a building. So I think that's pretty much going to complete our contractual line if we do that $30,000. What I was kind of thinking, if we went and did all this work, we could do the roof, which is probably $40,000. We're going to complete that, we have to wait another year. Decide if we want to do the drain, if I can complete that, and wait another year to do the boiler, or if we borrow the money and get it all done,
if it makes it,
do it at 1.6%, we still get locked in. And in a 15 years, $15,000 a year. So that's probably $15,000 come up here from the beginning of the year. If we didn't have anything else, great. Take the extra, you know, extra whatever we got left on that contractual line, just put it right on the payment at the end, as long as nothing else is hot water heat or something else didn't go. Problem is that we haven't put the money in that building in here, other than two doors. Six years ago, put two garage doors on. Other than that, we really ain't putting money in that building, other than sizes. The roof is back from the 80s. We've been trying to patch on that for my 3rd year. We can't get this out.
Mm. If you did the 15 years, you could pay on it. If you had any extra money, to drop it down to, like what you said, you know, just pay extra on it.
If you don't get penalized, you got to watch the way they word it.
Yeah,
somebody right. Pay up a little too early, you could be penalized.
We did say that to him. I said, when you do it, make sure you pay attention and word it where if you pay it off early, you don't get penalized for it.
Right.
Yeah.
So this, if we do this, regardless of whichever one we go with, the $200,000 is with no grants, correct? No grants on this.
No.
Correct?
Well, the grant, like you said, he'd love to write us, give us a grant, but he's gonna make a lot of money on it because he's gotta do all the paperwork. Because to him, because it's the same amount of work for the grant writer. For $200,000, it's $2 million. So he said he's better off borrowing it and just paying at 1.6%. You get most of the money that way. You're self-directed.
All we put in this year was
$40,000. Do all that stuff.
I'm sorry?
He threw out a figure of $20,000 to do all the paperwork.
Yeah, but if he did a grant, how much of a grant would we get? Is he saying he would get the 20 or 30,000?
We were going for like almost 200,000 grant.
Okay.
But it's going to cut you, what you've got to work with way down because you're going to keep paying legal fees and get paperwork. So he's suggesting we'd be better off doing this.
So if we do something like this, when is this going to happen? Is it this year or is it next year?
He said we can lock it in right now at 1.6.
Okay, but when would we be getting the money to work on it? When do we have to pay it back? Because we didn't budget for this. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You got $39,000 in your contractual to pay this. Probably they would come next year, I think.
That's what I'm asking.
They're giving you money this year, but, you know, or...
Because you're going to have to budget differently.
You got $39,000 there to pay that thing.
No, I know, but that's if nothing else goes wrong, Craig, and you don't have to use it for something else at $39,000.
That's why I'm saying go to 15 years instead of the 7, because if you want the 7, you could wipe that line right out, and it's still getting, you know, 15, 16, 18,000,
something
else not bad.
Is the
interest
rate the same
7 year
or 15 year?
They're higher, I
believe.
So
the 7 year is 1.5.
And the 15 year is 1.6?
Right now, like talking 2 days ago, they're anticipating going up. I talked to them last month, they're saying within the next 48, that was last month they brought them up. They're anticipating interest rates going to go up here. Right now, I talked to you 2 days ago, he said, it's still 1.6.
For 15 years.
Yeah.
That's the better rate. There's other rates if you go to.
We can do 20 years.
That's too long. Yeah.
No, I was looking for like 10 years.
2.25 more.
Craig, I'm looking at 10 years. 10 years is a long time, but it's a hell of a lot shorter than 20 and 15.
Well,
it's a huge, I'm just afraid that you're going to get it done and something else.
You put it in the writing. You put 15,000 payments. You got that 39,000 contractual in the budget. If nothing goes wrong the rest of the year, we have 16,000 left. At the end of the year, we can throw that on the loan. As long as nothing, you know, then we'll start a new year.
Yeah, but if you look at that top sheet, if you go 1 year or 15 years, that payment is the same amount, $15,103.15.
Which one are you looking at?
I'm looking at the 1.6%, the very first one you gave us for $200,000. The payment, according to this, it's 15, unless I'm reading it wrong, $15,103.15, whether it's 1 year or 15 years. Am I reading that wrong?
No.
So the payment to me is the same regardless of the amount of years you take it out. Is that right? Guys, help me out. You got the paperwork, anybody besides me? My point is, if the payment is the same, why wouldn't we go for less years?
I got a number there. Are you reading 1 and 2? Right. You got a number at the top of your?
1, yep, 1.
Okay.
Number annual principal plus the interest. It says $15,103.15. Am I reading that right? Right, but what it is more goes on the principal and less goes on the interest. But the annual payment is what I'm looking at, and it's $15,103.15. Is that right?
No.
Okay, so if we go 10 years, we're paying back. Of course, we're paying back. I don't know, guys. It's a lot of money to sink into a building that we need a new building, but we can't afford that. We don't have the property.
Well, going on 3 years, we can only let the roof cave and pretty soon we'll be outside. Better enough. Whatever we put in it, we're not going anywhere. I don't think anywhere for at least 10 years. We don't have any property. Where are we going to go?
Who owns that property from South Railroad to your building? Does the county own that?
The county owns that. And the old gas station around the very end, Preston Martin.
Okay, so the county doesn't own it towards South Railroad.
Yes.
They own the back.
They own right next to us up almost to the end.
Yeah.
That little garage on the end is Preston Martin.
So from your building going towards South Railroad, is that Mr. Preston's?
No, there's a county in there.
And then Mr. Preston's.
And then that little garage?
Yeah.
That's the gas station, the police barracks. He owns that little piece.
Okay. Jeez. Hey guys, what do you think? Do you want to borrow $200,000 to do these? It's the drains and the beams, the water separator, the boiler, the roof. It's everything?
Yeah.
Craig?
And doors.
Yes.
Wait, we can lock in. We can lock in this 1.6 as long as it's still that rate. If it goes up, it's going to go up like 2% here.
And that's the second sheet.
Yeah.
So it goes from
15 years if we don't get it locked in, it's done.
Right. And it goes to from 15.
So we can lock it in, then we can go get the bids to it. We don't have to go get the bids first, then lock. We can lock the payment in now.
Right.
Then go get our bids for the roof or whatever we want to do.
So if it's 1.6%, it's $15,103.15 a year. If it's 2%, it's $15,565.09 per year. It's about $450 difference per year.
We can do it like that. We can do it like that. We're just going to take it out for, you know, at least 4 years or something. Do one project, another. But it's still going to complete your, when you do one project, it's still going to complete your contractual for the whole year.
No, I know. So my question is, you're saying with this $200,000, it'll cover fixing the drains and the beams that you're talking about, the water separator, the boiler, and the roof.
Much as we can.
Yes.
Two years ago, we was at like 176. Everything's going up. So we're only 200 yards.
No, no. But I'm saying that's what it's going to fix.
Yeah.
So we should be in better, good shape for a while.
If we got any left, we got what, 2 man doors in it. If we got anything left, we got to do them three things as major things.
Which?
The roof. The drain, and I call it columns, one project.
Okay.
And the boiler.
Okay.
Make a motion to borrow the $200,000 for the project for 15 years.
For 15 years?
Well,
if you can
do it 10, if the payment's the same, that's fine too.
It is.
All right.
If they can do it for 10, yeah.
Do it for 10, the payment's the same.
What do you think?
Here you go.
Guys, could you keep it down a little bit, please? Say it again. I didn't hear what you said.
I'm trying to see where you said 10.
On the next page, is 10 to 15. There's more years added. See it? Unless you don't have it, you gave it to me. Each one of these has 2 pages, Craig. The first page is 1 through 9, and then 10 through 15 years.
That's your payments.
Yes, that's what I'm looking at. The payment per year, right?
Well, that's going on 15 years. That's your breakdown of your payments over the years.
But that's one payment a year, correct?
Yeah, that's your breakdown. What you read is your breakdown.
Right, I understand. It's payment.
In 10 years, you'd be paying $13,731. That's your breakdown of your. It's not borrowed for 10 years, or that's your break. That's just locked in at 1.6 for 15 years. And this is telling you what your payment would be each year for the next 15 years.
It's not telling me if it's for 10 years.
Up to 10.
So this is figured for 15 years, and that's what it's saying. Okay.
It's probably the principal than the interest.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So after 15 years, the $200,000 would be paid back $226,547. So it doesn't matter if we go. Okay.
Right there's your one of your answers right there, Diane. You want to know when the first payment was?
Yep.
It'd be 4/1/2022. That's your first payment.
Where are you?
Payment.
Oh, the date.
Yeah, if you borrow the money now, well, that was last month. So it'd be 5/1/2022 would be your first payment.
So it'd be your first payment, so we can budget for it. Okay. Okay, guys, you understand that? So if we go 15 years each year, the payment would be $15,103.15. For 15 years, we'd end up paying back $226,000 for a $200,000 loan to do these things on the garage.
There you want to put in there, girl, in the minutes. That's all hinging on your small penalty to pay off early. You want to put that in the minutes or no?
Yes. I just hope there's no penalty if we have to go beyond 15 years.
Well, we've got it in the budget right now.
Yeah. No, I know. Yes, understood. But next year's budget will include this, so it'll raise it. And it'll be okay.
I think we'll be okay. That's the reason we want 15, because we'll have 15 and we'll have 16,000, 17,000 left. If something don't break, then we can put it.
If something doesn't break, you know how lucky we are? I won't even go there. But I don't disagree with you. It's there right now. But if equipment or whatever falls apart, as it has been, and we end up using that dollar amount, we won't have it. So I'm saying we can budget for it next year, knowing that it's due, the first payment is in 2022. So everybody got that?
Yep.
Okay, any questions on it? No? Do we have to run this by legal counsel before we do it?
I will.
Yes? So pending, okay, your motion's gotta be pending legal counsel.
Pending legal counsel advice.
Okay, so Doug motioned that we borrow the $200,000 at 1.6% for 15 years pending legal counsel's advice. Yes? Okay, I need a second.
Second.
Doug or Jen. Any other discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Uncle John?
Yes.
Uncle Johnny?
No.
Uncle
Joe? Yes.
Thank
you,
Jordan.
Yes.
Supervisor
Phillips. Can I ask you why you want to know? No, we can't afford it. That's why.
We can't afford the water that we put all that money into, but we did it.
That's not true. Well, it won't matter if I say yes. No, I'll say yes, but it won't matter because you've already got 3 votes. Okay, we need to run that paperwork by Mr. Benia. And then we'll find out what.
Make sure that word is in there on paid off early.
Yep. Okay. Anything else on the bank for Green County current rates? Anything else?
You just make a mention that.
It's been that way for this third year.
I want to put it in minutes. It's that high for the town bill rate.
Okay, wait, say it again.
The town debt that we're paying back, the highway's paying back $145,000 a year. That's why that $149,000.
It's with the interest.
Right.
And that's that's from $215,000.
Right.
We're down to $145,000, and hopefully this year we'll only be borrowing $100,000. Okay. Anything else, Craig?
I'm all set for y'all.
Okay. Thank you, guys. All right. I talked to Mr. Gannett. We need to go into an executive session first thing. Before we go any further, I need a motion to go into exec to discuss personnel. I need a motion.
I'll move.
I need a second.
A second.
Okay.
Richard.
Richard. We'll take a few minutes if you guys Gary. Don't mind to clear the room. Yeah. It shouldn't be too awfully long. If you can't promise. I'm sorry?
I forgot.
What is that?
Time you get paid $7,500 for that.
Well, I gotta ask them because I don't know if they're gonna want to be it this year or not. We got our rooms on there.
$7,500.
Yeah, how much is the cost?
Well, they do us a lot of babies.
Can they still store your stuff for us? Yeah, the county's gotta work with them.
$7,500.
You just got a few.
This is where
they are. I got to fill it out. $7,500.
Yeah, we would get from the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was in the.
Okay.
And your wife had it in that.
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah, they do it for
us. We just got it good last week.
I didn't know.
We were able to see it. It didn't work.
I mean, you're talking about $50,000.
Oh, yeah. Tell me what you saw.
Okay, the only people right now in the session are this computer, and Bob Gannat. And right now I'm about to stop, so I'll pause the recording until I come back. Okay, everybody has been readmitted to the meeting, and the recording has started again.
Okay, I need a motion to come out of executive session.
Don't move.
Doug, I need a second.
The time is 7:26 p.m.
Right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Carried. Thank you. Okay. So we need to go into approval of the bills. We got the supervisor's report on top, hopefully, everybody. Any questions on that? No? Okay. There are no transfers or modifications to the budget for tonight, which is a good thing. I need a motion to approve the A General Fund townwide vouchers 082 to 100 at $20,687.31. I need a motion.
I'll move.
I need a second. I'll second. Any questions or discussion? Okay, roll call, vote please.
Marianne, I got this for one on the cemeteries.
Uh-huh.
Don't they got to turn in something to us?
No, that's an annual. It's a vote when we vote when the towns and villages vote. It's in that vote that we give them a certain percent, and that was voted. I don't know how many years ago. So it's an automatic.
They got to change every.
Yeah, it's whatever the percent.
7 or 8 years ago.
How many?
7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. So it's an automatic.
How did they figure that? Or how much?
I've got the letter.
We had to give them like 1% or something.
Yeah, it was a certain percent of our budget that the voters voted it in. So.
Well, I know that, but are we figured the right way or not?
Yeah, geez, I hope so. Well,
it's been the same amount the last 6-7 years.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask. If I know it went up. But like Richard said, it's still the same amount for the last two or 3 years.
It's close. It's not off that much. I can look. I can't tell you the percent off the top of my head, but we have it when we were doing the budget.
I put that in my pattern after.
Mm-hmm. Right.
On the cemetery.
Quite a while ago. Yes.
But like it doesn't go up every year. It has to go up a little bit.
Yep.
The taxes go up every year.
Right. That's all the ones.
I can get that percent for you, but I don't have it off the top of my head. Sorry. Any other questions? I have a motion, a second. Roll call, vote, please.
Comes it down?
Yes.
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 Yes, thank you. There are no vouchers for B General Fund Town outside of Village for April. I need a motion to approve H Capital Project Water Fund vouchers 101 and 102 at $330.25. Excuse me. $330.25. I need a motion.
I'll move.
I need a second.
1 second.
Any question on that one?
How did it come up with that number? $330.25. What did we pay?
You got the vouchers in front of you, Jan.
It just says water.
It says the vouchers. You have the vouchers. Professional services for Barbara Damon was $79.50. And then Dank professional services is $250.75. Yeah. Came up to $330.25. Do you have the vouchers somewhere? I have mine if you don't. Excuse me. Let me find it for you. Jen?
The last page.
Yes, right behind all of A, the last two are the H.
All right.
Got it?
Yep.
Okay.
See, what I don't understand, they charge us $20 to get an email.
Who are you talking about?
Berkeley Damon.
Oh, hold on.
Received email correspondence from clerk regarding election results. They charge us $20.
Well, we had to hire them.
Reviewed email correspondence from clerk. They had to review her email regarding the election results and provided instructions to the paralegal regarding filing of results. Cost them 20, it's 10 cents an hour, I guess. Is that what that says, 10 cents?
No, that's 0.10 hours.
Oh, 0.10. 10. Okay, so 10 I guess minutes. It took them a while.
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
6 minutes?
I know, I used to do that stuff.
There you go.
Excuse me, it's a little different than what you used to do.
No.
Well, I was a paralegal, so I did have to try.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, he could tell you a lot of legal stuff. That's what we're asking.
That's why I asked the professionals, Jim. We hired them to do the job. And that's what they did.
Why do we need to hire another company to add up all the bills that we spent and your bookkeeper couldn't do that?
That's part of her responsibility. She's doing it from
250 dollars.
Bear with me. It's from 2017 to 2021. She's got all the bills that were submitted. $200
out there. We just blew out the window.
Oh, yeah. We're good at blowing out the window. You know, you give raises for no reason, so why not?
Okay.
Go ahead.
That was it. I had that question.
That was your question?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Any other questions on H? Roll call vote, please.
Yes.
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 No.
Yes. Thank you. I need a motion to approve DA Highway Fund townwide for vouchers 61 through 86 at $19,017.81. I need a second.
Okay.
Any questions on any of those? No? Roll call vote, please.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes, thank you. I need a motion to approve the DB Highway Fund Town Outside of Village vouchers 87 to 88 in the amount of $149,180.17.
I move.
I need a second.
So I got it.
This is the one that Craig wanted me to point out that this is paying back the $145,000 RAN plus the $3,768.96 interest. So that's why it's so big for DB.
What was the interest fee?
$3,768.96.
One of the questions, why did it come out of the highway?
Because they set it up. Because we borrowed the money in July of 2018 for the highway.
No, we borrowed
the 180 to 190,000. Don't tell me no.
Not for all of it. Yes, not for all of it.
190,000 we borrowed, which was the RAND, was strictly for the highway, because when they paid the $215,000 back, that was debt that I inherited as a supervisor because of whatever happened prior to 2018, came out of his account. Was it right? Nobody knows.
Somebody would say it should have came out of, it should have been split between the general fund because it was like all that CHIPS money before your time.
I can't say that it was. So the 215 was paid back out of his account. He needed money to do road work in July. We borrowed 190,000 for him. And we agreed that we'd do 5 years of RANs to get rid of this thing at the time.
Right.
This year, we're down to hopefully 100,000 to borrow. But that's what it was for. I'm not saying that it was all his debt, but nobody could figure out whose it was. This one that we borrowed was his debt. It was strictly for the highway.
Well, I'm thinking of the other one.
Yeah, no, I know, but even the comptrollers couldn't come up with it. Did you have another question, Commissioner?
Yeah. No, they couldn't come up with no answer where the money where happened to the money.
They could not. So, okay. I have a motion and a second. Yes. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Donald?
Yes.
Councilor Forney?
Yes.
Councilor Ward?
Yes.
Councilor Gordon?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Moving on to reports. Craig already did the highway report. I don't have an assessor report unless you sent it in like this afternoon.
She just started too, so.
I know, but I didn't get one from her. She may not know that she needs to, we would expect one at the meeting. I'll have to let her know that. Code enforcement, you got the code enforcement officer's report. Any question on that? Anybody?
Thank you.
Cool.
I'm
sorry?
Would you like me to read it to you?
Yeah, read it, because the people can't hear it.
Fantastic, I can read it to you. Here we go. Things started to pick up during March in our office. We 4 permits were closed out, 5 new building permits were issued, 15 building inspections were performed, and 1 demolition permit was issued. 1 violation was corrected, 1 sign permit was issued, 1 agricultural permit for a sugar shack was issued, and a permit for a fence was issued in the village. In March, we presented our fire safety inspections of the town and village businesses. 4 initial inspections were completed with 1 passing and 3 failing. 10 re-inspections were performed with 7 passing and 3 failing. 1 third inspection was performed with it failing. In March, I attended the town and village monthly meetings as well as the planning board meeting. I traveled 38.3 miles in the month of March, and the revenues for March were building permits, $734.20. In zoning permits, we had $55 for a total in March of $789.20. That is the end of my report. Any questions?
How many chances do I get to pass the inspection?
You get multiple.
As many as
until I bring in the report right now, court's closed.
Okay. No, so, I didn't know.
And what we do with these business inspections, if they're working on items, that we continue working with people, and we finally get them down to where they pass.
Okay.
And that's why we end up going back for 1 or 2 items.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions for Jim?
Good job, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Town Justice Report, you got that in your packet for the month of March. We brought in $8,632. Wish we could keep it off, but we don't get to keep it off. They're starting to pick up. I think he's having more and more court. I don't know. Some of them might have been big. I have no idea. But yeah. Okay, Tom Kirk's monthly report, got that. Anybody have any questions on that?
I got 2 questions. One, how's the double signature working? And 2, did you get a deputy on one yet?
The double signature is okay. I just don't feel comfortable signing checks when there's no money in the account. We get calls from banks. The second is yes, the deputy got on the account.
Dog control officer report, you got that? I don't think he's on. If you have any questions, you got an email. He does have an email. Yeah, so if you have any questions on that, here come an email. Tar Heel circuit rider, Mr. Baxter. I got that today.
Good evening. Did that go to the other town board members?
Read it, Paul.
Is that get distributed to the other town board members?
You sent it to me and to the town clerk. My assumption is she sends it to the board members. Richard has it.
No, because I have no idea.
You want me to make copies for everybody?
There we go. Well, I can read it and then
read it.
Just then you can determine whether you actually need it or not.
Can you please ask the audience to be quiet so we can hear?
Guys, could you just whisper, please, instead of talking when we can hear you? Thank you. Go ahead, Paul.
The Tug Hill Commission offices are still operating at a 50% occupancy level in Watertown, and all staff are working full time. When they're not in the office in Watertown, they're working from home. And the governor's executive order allowing remote meetings and public hearings by means such as Zoom has been extended one more time through May 6th. The Tug Hill Commission's next meeting has been scheduled for this next Monday, April 19th at 10 a.m. at the Central Square Village Hall. And also via Zoom at the meeting that I can give you the address numbers on the copy that Marianne has there. In-person attendance will be limited due to COVID-19 meeting restrictions and the size of the meeting room. So we'd like to ask you to RSVP to Gwen Decker at gwen@tughill.org if you would like to attend. I'm not sure we'll have enough space for everybody, but you can ask and then we'll have to try to juggle it as best we can. More meeting details are available on the Tug Hill website, www.tughill.org. As you've probably heard, New York State has passed an adult use cannabis legislation. I do have a couple of copies of the handout from the Tug Hill Commission's last Tug Hill Times that goes into some of the details on that. So I think I can give copies of that to all of you. But what some of the details are, it's an evolving situation. We're still in the process of working out implementation. One thing that you should know is that you as a town have the opportunity to opt parish out of that if you want. You can opt out of sales. Possession is another thing, but in terms of allowing sales in the town of parish, you can pass a local law to opt out of that. If you were to do that, it would have to be by the end of the year.
In the town of parish.
For the town of parish, exactly. And if you did pass a local law to opt parish out of sales being allowed in the town, the people of parish have the opportunity to then request a referendum so that they can vote on whether that stands or whether it gets overturned by popular demand. So,
is there a tax on that?
There is a I believe that's mentioned in the article that I attached to you from the Tug Hill Times, details about the tax.
Right here, 3%.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
I have copies of the sample local law. If you'd like to take a look at it, I've got lots of copies of those. So if anybody wants one, raise your hand and I'd be happy to give it to you.
I have it, Paul. Thank you.
Yeah, and if any of the town board members would like a copy to look at,
I just wonder how this is all going to work out. See, it's still federally fixed the law.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Bottom line is anything you have you wanted to do on that, you have until the end of the year to do it. So you still have time to watch how some of these things are shaking out and how some of the questions are getting answered that you might have now that there may not be any good answers for yet. So you don't need to rush into taking action on this. You got till the end of the year to pass the local law should you choose to go that route. But I wanted to start getting the information out to you so you could start thinking of it, because seems like the end of the year is a long ways away, but we know how time flies. So there is that. And as I hear any more on that, I'll make sure to pass along to you. And of course, we'll have information in the Tug Hill Times. And the last thing I had is there are some interesting webinars coming up. I'd be happy to give you a sheet on that. That's out of the Tug Hill Times last Friday as well. So if you get that, you've seen it. If anybody needs any more information, I'd be happy to give you a copy of what I printed out. And that's all I have for you for tonight.
Are they still talking about that salmon thing coming up too?
Salmon, the fish.
That's
something that we've been monitoring, and there's nothing new on that recently. But basically the obstacle right now is downstream of us in Mexico. So as things,
but it's still in the works.
It's something that we're still been tracking as something that parish is interested in. Yes. Yeah. And if there's any action that you can take, I'll move that along. I'll make sure to let you know about it.
Thank you. Any questions for Bob? Okay. Thank you. Tax collector report.
Okay, this is probably going to be my final report for at least this calendar year, because the active tax collection has ended. However, my office still does respond to the occasional tax search request, or can I get a receipt request throughout the rest of the year. And then in December, we start ramping up again to get ready for the next year. So here we go. I reconciled with the county both over the phone on the 8th, but prior to that, I had to generate this report that you see on your top page. So basically, this is the export that went to county. As you can see, the adjusted warrant was totaled at $2,520,790.13. There we go. And that breaks down into your full payments there at the 2,277,231.04 installment payments. That would be either part A. You know, people can make two payments, payment one and payment two. So installment payments, the computer's not splitting it up. If they all paid this one payment, or if they made their second payment, it's just an installment payments. Installment payments of $36,113.90. And obviously after February 1st, penalties were assessed and carried on through until the end of March, which penalties was $37.97.15. And because in March around the 15th, I sent late notices out. I sent 194 late notices out, $2 a piece is $388, but I'll get to that later. So that means with all of those late notices that went out the door, like the, hey, so people, here's your reminder, you need to give us your money, $136 came in on late notice fees. Which, now that breaks down, we obviously, if you pay some, you're gonna have some still sitting there. So the total paid was $2,317,278.09. Total unpaid property amount, $207,445.19, which means you had 123 unpaid total properties. And prior to my reconciliation with the county, I had to use a little more closely. 123 properties were unpaid. So if you go on to page two, it looks like actually it says I've got my computer little calculator sheet there. 1,412 bills were printed by Oswego County. Yes, there was an invoicing problem, so I have to get the correct invoice and submit that for the town's payment. It should still be around $280. There was a screw up on county's level. So you did approve a bill earlier, but the check was kicked back at us for the too high of an amount. So we have to wait to adjust getting it. But that'll come. So anyway, 1,412 bills were printed by county. That includes both the town Swiss code and the village Swiss code. That's 1,412 bills. Obviously, 123 unpaid. That means 1,289 people paid the bills in some form of fashion, full payment or two installment payments. I'm not breaking it down. So for those of you that want to know how the percentage worked out, well, 123 divided by 1,412 times 100%. you had about 8.71% of your taxes unpaid this year for the town, across the town, the entire town, inclusive of the village, which means obviously 1289 divided by 1412 times 100, you had 91.29% were paid. So then here's my reconciliation sheet that I get to do every year with him. Well, what about me? Successive tax collector. So, obviously, you can see the total levies are broken down, how much, and then it's how much is due to the county, how much is due to the town. The town, I already reconciled with you guys and gave you your money back in February. So, in the interval, I'm still collecting taxes. Now, there was a little bit of a malfunction with four county bills. It was the reforestation out there before. County properties, four county properties pretty much, actually, I believe they are dead adjacent to Happy Valley Wildlife Management Area, somewhere up in there. I don't exactly know where, but there's four of them up in that area. If you look on a big enough map, they get marked off instead of Sioux County. So, anyway, because the county is switching over to electronic fund transfers, ACHs, whatever, direct deposits, whatever you want to call it, the supervisor, because the town gets sales tax money and mortgage tax money, whatever other funds they get from the county. The county already had a town account number on file for direct deposit to hit to. Unfortunately, I hadn't gotten that request yet from county, so the $88.03.08 went into the town's general savings. Well, when it came time for me to reconcile, I had to give county a check for $836,000. Well, I didn't have enough in my bank account. I had to borrow yet from the town with the supervisor, and I explained the situation, and she. So basically, I said, okay, I need $5,273.68 out of that $88,803, so that I wasn't taken away from something else in the general fund. So I knew where it would come from. So that means that I had to get $3,529.40 of that $88,803 in order to make me whole, so that I could pay county. The, as you can see down there, check one, $836,544.99. Now, the second amount that you see there, due at settlement franchise fee. This is the second year, I guess they changed the game plan last year, which was the first year up. So this year, still, all those utility bills, National Grid, CSX, Time Warner, SBA Communications, Ed Fuller, Cell Tower, Verizon, there's two for IntelliFiber Networks. All of those bills get paid to county. County then turns around and tells me when they got paid and gives me the breakup. I have to then enter them in my computer, open. There's a couple that have to have their late fees taken away, Time Warner. So I have to do the math in the computer to do on the tax collection program to do that. So they all get marked off at the end when I'm done. This is paid at county. Well, those pieces that came off was $863.91. That's the franchise fee. I have to go over to county for the second check. So I give them two checks. So that's where that $863.91 came from. That, if you look, there's also, yeah, I had to do bill corrections. I had to do, you see, I had to do a total of three bills corrections because one person had something go wrong and didn't get transmitted accurately between the school district and the county when they were doing bills. So it had to have a penalty taken away. So I have to, that falls on the tax collector to redo a bill in the program. Not a problem. That's easy. Just takes a little bit of minute. Then the second two there, hence number one and hence number two, that was a kind of a problem where the previous assessor had made a mistake, transmitted his correction to county. Oh, but it went to county real properties junk box. It sat there for about 30 days. Then she kicks it out. Ooh, she found it. I saw the correct bill. So that's why there's three corrections down there. So basically, I have settled up with both the town and the county. I have $100 left in the account to keep it open. And I will then give the town a breakdown as to how much was interest, how much was actual penalties on the real property taxes. And I reminded the supervisor that that $207,445.19, she can track it as due from other governments because it is coming from county. So
So when you close all the books in, you give me whatever the balances that you need to give me, you'll also include bringing us the petty cash at the same time.
Okay. I'm trying to keep track and tell off. I wasn't curious.
I'm sorry. So when you close out and you find out what the balances that you owe us,
yeah,
whatever, you can give us the petty cash.
Right. Well, I don't really owe you anything anymore because if I did, go strip my account of the bank.
So I'll
just report to you so that you can at least accurately check
what it was for.
Yes.
The problem is getting the stuff from the county and they don't give you the correct description and I end up calling. They have new people over there as well.
Right.
That are coding incorrectly, I guess, the dollar amounts. Everything they send me is mortgage and sales tax and it's not.
Right.
So I have to call them. But
you
got the reforestation.
I was sitting there tracking because when I got to my late notes, I got four notes for county. Something wrong.
Yeah.
So
I know.
County go back and go, yeah, here's
had the they not giving me that $8,000, you would be paying me money rather than
correct. That would be the I would still be turning that much money over to the
yeah.
town also. But you already went there, so I have nothing left to give you.
Right. Thanks.
But I will get you to have you sign and fill out complete the filling out of that. I'll say direct deposit application for it. So the next year you go
yeah.
into the tax collector's account.
Hopefully. It'll be done right.
Okay.
Anybody got any questions for Kevin?
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
Good one.
All right.
Thank you. Fire company.
I got that. Sure. Couldn't be here tonight.
Couldn't be here?
Oh. March 1st through March 31st. 33 calls. 3 structures, EMS 21, 4 MBAs, 2 hazardous conditions, 1 service call, 2 cancel en route, 8 mutual aid given, 3 mutual aid received. So the total calls is 25, company hours 21 hours, 23 minutes, man hours 141, 30, mileage 159. Mutual aid standby 0 to the same 3. Mutual aid given, or that was mutual aid required. Mutual aid given was 2 and scene 6. Total mutual aid calls were 8, company hours 11 hours 42 minutes, man hours 115.30, mileage 145. We went to Hastings once, Blasco twice, West Monroe once, Pettiville once, and West Monroe 3, or West Amboy 3, excuse me. Total calls was 33, company hours 33 hours and 5 minutes, man hours 257 and mileage 304. Training for the month was 10 hours, man hours 180, mileage 0. January, February, and March had 33 calls each month. And right now there's 25 and it's only April 15th. That was submitted by the fire chief.
What is the comments mean? John, at the bottom, first line up says comments, Hastings 1, Blasco 2.
That's where we went for mutual aid.
So you want to help them?
Right.
Okay. Any questions on that? No? All right. Thank you. Okay, old business. I need a motion to approve the amended zoning law that we had the public hearing for tonight.
With the correction?
With the correction. With the correction.
I'm making a motion for the correction.
Am I calling it right? It's the zoning law. Is it the amended zoning law?
Amendment to the zoning law, local law.
Okay. I need a motion.
I'm making a motion with the correction.
Okay. I need a second. Gary? Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, but I screwed that up. We were supposed to ask Bob about that before we decided to approve it, remember?
Oh, you can ask him now.
Bob.
He's still on the session.
Bob, ma'am.
Yeah.
I can't hear you, Bob. But,
hold on.
I'm ready.
He's ready.
We were
question.
We were doing the public meeting for the zoning law, And on page 44, we changed something that's in there. We went from accessory structures with less than, it was 25 square feet. We increased it to 144 square feet. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay, so thank you.
Yep.
Okay, so do we have to do the vote again?
You voted and that doesn't change it. So.
Okay, thank you guys.
It just affirmed what you already did.
So. Yeah, we did it, okay, thank you. Thanks, Bob. All right, that one's done. So the moratorium, we do not need to pass because we passed this tonight. We don't need the moratorium. Had we not done this, we would have had to do the moratorium in it twice. Okay.
And that's got to be sent down to Albany?
I'm sorry?
The moratorium has to be sent down to Albany?
No, we don't have to do it
you
at all.
You don't need to do the moratorium because the things you would have done in the moratorium or the things that are in progress with the zoning.
Yeah, right. So you have to send it.
And the local law will have to be.
The zoning law will have to go out. And I think Bob is the one that, you're the one that sends all those laws out. Is that correct, Bob? Legal counsel send it or just the town clerk?
And what laws?
The new zoning law that we just passed, is it you send it out to the state or does the town clerk? Yes, you do it. Okay, appreciate if you do it as soon as possible.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. So we can skip the Water District Progress Report. That was, I think, emailed to everybody. Richard, I gave you a copy. You don't have an email. So we got the paperwork from them. Yeah, it was sent to everybody. At least I hope you all got a copy because you're all listed on here. And that's where her bill is for $250.75. She did add all the bills starting from 2017. Let's see the year. Wait a minute. I think this is the one, 2017 on up through. What she did is she kept the total of the bill so that we know how much, since the water district project did not pass, how much needs to be paid back to the general fund. Where is it? So that's what that dollar amount was for. They kept this tally for us so that we made sure that we had all the great bills in place that we could turn into in hopes of getting some money back. I don't know that we will, but hopefully we can. Anybody have any questions on that paperwork? Gave me a breakdown. Yeah, I know that I was at 2017. I can't say it. Okay, some of them on this page with the green lines, if you had color, say 2017, 18, 16, 17, 18, 19. So any monies that were spent, the town clerk sent the copies of the bills that she had to them, and then they put it all into one. Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody. All right.
Paul, it's muted.
Rules, which is there's a standard sign.
Maintain social distance.
Yeah, it's a standard sign for parks. I've seen a few of them already.
For COVID, okay. We need signs, all right?
Then you got to find out if you got somebody to clean those bathrooms probably after every game.
Well, probably daily. Mm-hmm. I mean, if people are using it, if they're using the park, cleaning bathrooms. He's got a person that's going to be working down there. I put it on the other note. That could be his or her job. I don't know who it is. But.
Maybe they could be incorporated in the
morning.
It's just like if you let the girls team play, is that the only thing you allow there? Because I know there's a lot of other stuff that's got to be fixed.
Yeah, if they've already paid or whatever and stuff, I mean, Peter Joyce, they're not playing.
But they can be, because of their insurance, they have to follow COVID, so they're going to be wearing masks, and anybody in the grandstand is going to be separated.
Yeah. They have to give us an insurance certificate, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what you want to do. You want to wait? You want to hear what this says besides those things? I mean, Craig's going to have to get the sign, and he has a person that would be doing the ground, so I'm assuming he or she could do the bathrooms.
Even if it's postponed, they open it a week or two later, doesn't it?
That's what I wondered. Do you want to put it off until I may need to make a decision? Do you want to meet earlier? So they go.
Are they playing when is the ball start?
I don't know.
Should be starting real quick.
It's punky season, but punkies are already out because it's
not me. It's only halfway through April in the row. What I would do, check with them and let the girls play and everything else. Don't open up freely, just that team, whatever you call it, and make sure they follow the rules for now.
We gotta have the sign up though first, right?
Yep.
So we gotta have Craig get that sign first. All right. I will try to listen to this presentation.
If you can get on. I mean, I want to get on the other one that I couldn't get on.
After registering, you will receive a confirmation. So this one says if you register, you'll get a confirmation email about how to join the webinar. So I emailed this one to everybody today.
Today. Well, I didn't open my email.
That's okay. So that's a little different, but it's on at 10 o'clock on April 28th. If any of you can be there and listen to that, I will try to do it as well. But when are we going to make a decision on the other opening? Possibly, John.
Bring it up for our next meeting. Just Craig got to check with whoever to see if they even want to do it. And if you need something sooner, then you have to call me.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah.
All right. So we'll see what this is. If any of you are available and you want to come to my office and watch, I'll have it on at my office on the 28th. It's at 10 a.m. I don't even know what day it is, but it's April 28th.
Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. Thank you. Okay. Okay. All right. Craig forgot to bring up the mowing contract. It needs to have approved. He's contracting with the county that would do the mowing of certain roads. And he said we'd get, he said over 7,000. It was not written on here. I forgot what he said.
7,500?
Yeah, yep. County roads.
Okay. That we would be reimbursed if we do the mowing. Are we in agreement to do it this year?
Yeah.
Because I know it costs us we don't get paid for the amount of miles that you go.
But they do a lot, like you said, they do a lot more for stores.
Well, so. I'm going to push them and see if they're going to do even more this year. So everybody's okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I need a motion to approve the County Highway Department mowing agreement.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Second? Somebody?
Second.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Uncle Donald?
Yes.
Uncle Donnie?
Yes.
Uncle Ward?
Yes.
Uncle Jordan?
Yes.
Supervisor Bolt?
Yes.
We got one thing under old business, Mary Ann.
Hold on a minute. Okay, Kelly, if you would make me a copy of that before you turn that in, I'd appreciate it. I'll give it to you because I signed up. Okay, we're still under. Okay.
Curiosity. How come Kevin Dwyer didn't get paid for his planning board meeting?
Kevin Dwyer did not sign the paperwork.
He was there. And we made a motion, they don't have to sign the paperwork.
And I just gave you him a copy of the law, and I'll give Kevin a copy of the law. You cannot supersede the town law. Regardless of your saying that, I have to have verification of people being there.
Then you better do it with everybody then.
And the verification is signing the paperwork. He's done it for 2 years. All of a sudden, he decides not to sign it.
He's in the minutes. His name's in the minutes.
I don't get the minutes prior to the checks going out.
They were all good.
They came out. I got it the 5th of May, April. Checks went out before that. So, and if you do a template, if any of you are secretaries, which you're not, but when you set up a template for the minutes, you have those things already in there. You just have to remember to change them if somebody doesn't show up versus not. So how do I know it was right or wrong? It wasn't signed. The minutes that I got were not signed. So it's the chairperson's place. If he doesn't sign, it's the chairperson's place to give it back to him to have him sign it or have the chairperson put it in. But Mr. Scriber did not sign the paperwork.
So how about the payroll company?
I'm sorry?
How about the payroll company?
I am not doing a payroll company.
So you don't have to listen to any of the motions that the board made. Is that what you're saying?
Say it again?
You don't have to listen to any of the motions that the board made.
If the board makes good motions that are legal, and not a problem, I have no problem. I don't understand why, Doug, you're so stuck on paying more money for people to do
payroll. I don't think it's more money.
Payroll than to have the clerk that doesn't appear in-house.
I don't think it's more money. I think we'd be saving money. The time you add in the rec for the program and payroll clerk and time, I think it's we'd be saving money because, you know, my opinion.
I've already proved that we don't.
Okay.
That's okay. Any other thing you want to bring up on your old business? No? Okay, we'll move on to Denise is the assessor for another town or towns. I can't remember how many as well. So she's asking that we make a motion to change our grievance day to Wednesday instead of Tuesday because she has to be at the other places on Tuesday. So I need a motion to change our grievance day to Wednesday, May 26th.
We have to notify the town people. They need to know, right?
I don't know who does that. I don't know if the assessor does that or who would have to put that out. But yes, put it in the paper.
People got to know that the day's going to change.
Putting it in the paper is not going to do it because a lot of people don't get the paper. Yes, we will have to notify the public that our grievance day is on Wednesday instead of Tuesday. Yeah. I don't know if they make appointments to come.
Yes, they have.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if they make an appointment, whoever they make the appointment with could also remind them or tell them. Do people come and not make appointments?
I don't know, but you're supposed to make an appointment.
Okay, what do I mean?
Because they give you a time slot.
Okay.
But
so that would cover it as well, Mary.
Doesn't the state come out grievance day? So everybody has it the same day in all the towns?
Normally.
No.
No?
No, I guess not. I thought they did, but no.
Where did they get the guy? What day? Because I know it's always in May.
It's always a certain Tuesday, like the
we've
fourth
always
Tuesday,
had our,
the third
right,
Tuesday.
The middle of May.
It might be the same day in most towns, but if you've got one assessor that's doing three or four towns, it can't be.
I know a lot of them are four or five towns. But.
Whoa. They must have five different screen space.
I wasn't sure because I didn't know where to get the date from.
Lynn says town of Slane always wins out. When she worked in Cisco, they always won out.
Yeah.
For some reason, they just, town of Slane wins out or whatever. They want to change the date, they change the date.
Okay. Well, this is only because she can't be in two places right at once. So,
in some places, has it 3 days.
I need a motion.
I make a motion.
Second. Notification. I'll ask her about that.
Yeah, it has to be notified.
Yeah, okay. We can put it in the paper, but like I said, a lot of people don't get it. Paul could put it on our website.
And you can post it on the
front. You know, if we could take and put a flyer there by the clerk's office or someplace, because you have to get a grievance application if you're going to.
That's true. Do they get that from the clerk?
So if it's a flyer or it's out there, when they go to wherever they go to get the grievance application, it's just. Should be applied that the date has changed, or even on the application itself.
I was going to say, put a note on the application, say it's changed to Wednesday, May 26th. Okay, I have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Bond insurance coverage. I think I gave you guys that stuff as well.
Yeah.
Didn't we approve that last meeting?
Well, we approved what was, but we had asked about increasing that. Remember, you said for me to get some prices in case we increased a couple of them. And I did that. We were with Grange, National Grange. Is that what we were with? Engineer, yeah. And because we hadn't had an audit yet, they would not increase the two that we wanted, or the three that we wanted to increase. So I asked the insurance office to go elsewhere. They went to NYMER, and they're looking at putting it into a regular NYMER policy group. And this is what they came up with. It's a little bit less per year. And if we want to increase the two on the bottom, if you look at that paper, has everybody got this one?
Yeah.
That page. Okay, the one, if you look at the two on the bottom, those are the two that we've been looking to increase. If you don't want to increase it, we don't have to. We were going from 500,000 to a million for those two positions. Everybody else is about where they should be. It would be that much more just through May, and then we get a new policy as of May 14th. If you want to leave it the way it is, they're willing to take it, and it will be $228, and then we start with a new premium as of May 14th. Wait, no, I'm sorry, October 1st. 228 is from May 14th to October 1st. So what would you like to do? Do you feel that we need to have those two increased from 500,000 to a million?
Yes. Because look what the tax clerk told you, he's over 2 million.
I know. Not at any one time, but yes. So do you want to? Yes. Okay, so I'll put that in yes. Everybody okay with that? But yep. 1%. The other ones are the same as the. Okay, I need a motion to increase the
I'm making a motion.
Crime bond as stated on the paper. How's that? And then I'll just make it happen.
Right.
That's John and Gary. Any other questions on it? Roll call vote, please.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes, thank you. Gotta forget number C. I talked to the auditors. I can't think of the name now. They haven't quite got the court one done. They're almost done. They were hoping to have it done for tonight, but it isn't quite done. So we'll put it on the next agenda. They were close, but not there yet. So that'll be next agenda. Okay, correspondence. I got a request to renew the Oswego County business book that they mail me each month. Do you think we should? It costs $21.50 for the year or $35 for 2 years. It comes to the supervisor.
It comes out of your contractual.
Yeah, but do you think we should do it or should we, drop it?
Do you use it, dear?
I read it, but not thoroughly. No. But it is nice. It's a very nice
book. I would do it 2 years because I'm a lot cheaper.
to go for 2 years? Yeah. Everybody okay with that? All right. That comes out of my control. So. Okay. And what I got to add on is the village correspondence. We got a letter. We just got a letter from Mr. Ganatis. Hopefully you all got a copy of the letter, because I got it in my mailbox on Tuesday, I think. Which I gave you a copy, because I know you didn't do your mailbox yet. So you all saw that. You all saw my response. I hope we were given permission to have the meeting tonight. Where is it? I just got this today. That the under the authority of the mayor, the village of Parrish is accepting the appointment request for the open the Parrish Village Gym tonight for the two public hearings scheduled, with the understanding that all of the mentioned COVID-19 procedures are followed. Thank you very much for your time. So she gave us permission for tonight. I did send an email to Mr. Benatis. I think I sent it all to all of you. Hopefully you got it.
Yeah.
That I'm requesting, I don't know what the appointment thing means, but I'm requesting that from this point on, unless COVID gets worse, hey, if it's worse, we're back to Zooms, but unless COVID gets worse, that all of our monthly meetings are going to be public meetings as well as Zoom until the government takes that away. I don't know if that's going to do it or not, but we set this up. I told them we set it up at the organizational meeting. It's always the third Thursday of every month. We have court held here on, I don't know how many Tuesdays. That's open to the public. It has to be open to the public, and the people sit in the gymnasium waiting to go into court. So I will wait to hear what the answer is going to be for the rest of the meetings for the rest of the year.
I believe the court has time slots. They call in.
Yes.
Because there's only so many in here at a time. And then I watch them go in that door, and then I watch them go out the other side, and then only another one comes in and fills that chair.
Yeah, you're right. Because I think she only gives them, or the court clerk gives them a time frame that they have to come in and do.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, they got it down to a science. It was DA night. It was.
That's a big night.
Yep.
DA night. But anyway, I just wanted to make sure you all got the information. Okay. All right. Information items, Tug Hill Times, I've got two of those. I've got the spotlight for City BOCES. I've got the minutes of our special meeting, the regular meeting, and the planning board agenda. I got those. And today I got in session one from the AOT. If anybody wants to read any of those, I have those in my office. If anybody wants to look at those, come on up. I'm glad to share them. Okay. Okay, back to public comments. If any visitor desires to speak, please wait to be recognized by the supervisor. You will be allowed 5 minutes to address the board. State your name and address for the record. We want to give our residents an opportunity to address your concerns or questions to the board within reason. This is not a time for debate, anger, or establishing a position. Speakers are instructed to refrain from personal attacks and insults directed at any individual or group. And we request that attendees show respect for all speakers and limit side conversation or take them to the other room. So is there any public comment at this time? Yes, sir.
I have one to pass on from one of the Zoom attendees, Mr. Robert Krakow. Apparently the audio was out for a while during the discussion on the water district and the water district bill, and they wanted to know what the number, source, and amount was of the bill on the water district. I told them I thought it was from Dank and there was only one, and I didn't remember what the amount was, but I figured it'd be better if you put it on the record in case you watch it. He's not in the session right now, but in case you watch it later.
Does it give you a phone number or anything?
No, it just has the name of Robert Krakow.
I don't know why, but I know that name. Okay, so you want to read the thing?
Well, you might want to revisit it shortly, because if he mentioned it, everybody else is in the Zoom session probably didn't hear it either. So
I don't think I gave him a total. I just said the paperwork was, the information was in there. Bear with me, I'll look for it. Okay, anybody else have any comments at this time?
The only thing I can make sure that everybody else who's in the Zoom session is unmuted and has the opportunity to raise the question themselves.
Okay.
And that's what I'm doing right now. Making sure everybody's unmuted. they have the opportunity if they carry through. Okay, I've been down the entire list and hit ask to unmute on all of them. And we'll see if anybody takes you up on the offer. So far, nobody's saying anything.
So nobody has any questions or?
So far, nobody's taken me up on my offer to unmute.
Okay.
That's that. I need the motion to close the meeting.
A second.
Post public hearing? Public hearing? Okay. Thank you, everybody, for coming. I'll appreciate that. We do need a motion to go into executive session to discuss the balance of personnel that would be with Mr. Gnat. I need a motion.
I'll move.
I need a second.
Second.
I don't believe there will be any voting when we come out, just so that you know, like it was the last time. This is the one that you wouldn't mind making a copy.
You talked to Denise that you gotta work on the show or
I just talked to Denise the other day. I don't know if she's been working with him or not. It was done that one day, the 22nd. You turned over the keys to her and she started the 22nd. So
okay, the time is 8:30 p.m. Everybody is out of the waiting room except for these two computers and Bob, and we're about to pause the recording.